How was it being back?
It was tough, if I'm honest. I mean, of course, it's fantastic to get the win, and that was what it was about. But it's not easy because it was very raw, as you could tell. And it was just a case of trying to be as professional as I could and get on with the game.
What about the reception you received?
Well, it was mixed. Maybe that's a bit that's a little bit generous. But no, listen, I understand, and I'm not going to hold it against anybody. Mm. Two fantastic years here, some great people here. Everybody was very supportive. I still don't think people know the full story, but I wouldn't expect that anyway. So it's just a case of I'm here now, new club, new beginnings, and it was a good result.
Yeah, six wins in six now. That first half hour, though, not the greatest before the goal from Lewin.
I don't think the game... In fact, I enjoyed the first 15, 20 minutes because I thought the lads had to play the atmosphere, and I thought they played it very well. We didn't have too much going forward, but we had a nice shape. We limited them to pretty much nothing, and then we scored the goal. I don't think it was a great game today. Do you know what I mean? It was certainly passionate and it was charged, but it wasn't a great game in terms of quality, neither side, in my opinion. But we've been nice and professional, scored from a couple of set pieces and won the game, which is what we came to do.
You look at Lewin, he does have that ability, doesn't he, to pile in with the goals every now and again.
Yeah, well, you've got to. I think if you're going to be successful, you've got to share the goals around the team, and great for him to get two goals today, and he's in there happy.
Yeah, I bet you. And also, you look at the performance of Conor Hourihan. He's had another good day where he's... OK, he may not have known anything about his goal, but in terms of everything else he did, he looked to really give you something different.
Yeah, I thought he was really assured today. He was one that sort of, when it was all crazy around him, he had a nice calm head, sort of fire in the belly and ice in the head, if you like. And that was good because that was the catalyst to setting off all of our half-decent moves. And like I say... I thought there was two or three. I thought young Mason Holgate was fantastic today because John Forte is a really good player, and if he gets a head of steam, he's pretty much impossible to mark. So for a young boy, 18 years old, to mark Forte pretty much out of the game was exceptional.
You've got quite a lot of talent here, haven't you? You've got a lot to work with between now and the end of the season particularly.
I think there's definitely still work to be done. Do you know what I mean? That's not a Lee Johnson side out there yet, if you like, as far as our attacking play. Defensively, we've been reasonably sound, well, very sound. Obviously, we conceded today, and I think Adam Davies had to pull off one fantastic save, but apart from that, it wasn't troubled too much. But you see Oldham, you see them passing, moving, rotating. Mike Jones, I thought, was excellent for them today. Carl Winchester was excellent for them today, and they're a good side. They're very short, of course, as far as numbers, and we caught them at a very good time today. And like I say, a tough one, but well pleased to come out with the result.
You look at the run you're on, and it's propelled you into the playoff places. How do you continue this, though?
Well, I think you just got to keep improving. There was a lot to improve, but there was a lot that I just gone in there and said, look, we've almost got to go back to basics, back to our little the way we press and the way we're going to, because we weren't as good as that today as well. And we have to just make sure that those little 1% keep getting better and better.
And is that going to be the key for you here between now and the end of the season? It is just to keep pushing on those little things? Because I would imagine it's going to be very difficult for you to make this a Lee Johnson team.
Yeah, well, you try. Do you know what I mean? We're trying all the time. It's those marginal gains, isn't it? And like I say, the pitch is everywhere at the moment. It's difficult to really sort of knock it about and trust your touch. You have to watch the ball, as I think. If you're playing in Spain, for example, and all the pitches are beautiful, then you can keep your head up. You don't have to watch the ball. So both teams, I thought, struggled with the square balls today. And when there was a square ball, inevitably it got lost.
Just finally, you look ahead towards Tuesday night. It's going to be another difficult trip, isn't it, though?
I think this will be our toughest game, Tuesday night. I think, for me, this is the real marker. I mean, you've got obviously the big games to come. Preston, Sheffield United, they take care of themselves. But A, I think Leighton Orient are an excellent side and in a completely false position. And B, you have to make sure that you keep the hammer down, if you like. And it just could creep in a little bit of complacency. And that today, I think if we play like that, I think we'll get beat, Orient. I don't think we had enough going forward apart from our set pieces.